We're going online. Mick is here from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick, how are you, buddy?
Hello, how are you?
I understand that you want to talk about the Olympics this morning.
I do. I love the Olympics.
I didn't know you were a big Olympics guy. Well, although, I saw you commenting the other night during the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, which were cool. I mean,
they were all right? I fell asleep. Ann was watching them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool with all the nations, you know, marching into...
That, I think, is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially the world, the way it is these days, and has been for a while, but I mean, you know, lately, I mean, you have athletes from Syria and Iran, and you know, they're all, and you know, it's in foreign countries, so they're in a different alphabetical order, so sometimes they're back to back. Some countries are struggling and they only send one, and then some, like the United States, have like 560.
Yeah.
And there's actually a team that's a refugee team. That's seven athletes, four of whom are from Syria. So
that's amazing.
These are athletes that had to leave their country because of war and have no country to represent. So they went to the Olympics committee and said, can we still compete? And they said, well, we'll put together a team that's called the refugee team, and your flag will be the Olympic flag. And they're competing.
Wow. Do you know what sports they're competing in?
I haven't looked that up, but they're, you know.
I remember seeing the video of them coming in with all the other athletes during the opening ceremonies.
Right.
But that's amazing. I mean, you know, obviously they don't live in Syria anymore.
No, right.
But you would think if you did live in Syria, your first priority would be just surviving.
That's right.
And not necessarily preparing for the Olympics or anything like that.
And Syria put together a team. And they're, you know,
interviewed
the girl. One of them was a swimmer. And she's like, well, some days you can't swim because there's a bomb in the pool.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It's you go. So anyway, the opening ceremony with the parade, I was sitting there with my daughter and we were kind of getting choked up. Like, that's amazing. Here are the world's athletes, best athletes, getting together all together into one, you know, place, and that's cool. So anyway,
Sorry, I got you off topic again.
Yeah, no, it's all part of it, you know.
It's all good.
If you go to this website, NBCOlympics.com, you know, when I was a kid it was ABC, now NBC has it. The Olympics, you'll be able to watch the opening ceremony and see that, and that's pretty cool. But
they paid an ungodly amount of money to cover the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's why there's ads like every 35 seconds when you're watching.
Sure.
But their website, and they've got an app, is pretty comprehensive. I mean, they stream 100%, like, everything. They have cameras at every single event. So if you like archery, if you like water polo,
I wonder how many cameras they sent down there to cover that entire thing.
It must be thousands.
Yeah.
Because every event's got like, I don't know, 5 or 10 cameras. And anyway, a shout out to my favorite of all the sports is during the summer sports is the women's gymnastics. In the winter, it's the women's ice skating, you know, or the pairs ice skating. So this year, Simone Biles, who's 19, it's her first Olympics. She's probably the best woman gymnast in the history of the Olympics, and she's still performing. And they say that she could probably win 5 of the 6 gold medals that are available.
Wow.
To any female gymnast.
Excellent.
And she has a shot at the 6th one. So that's pretty amazing. And Romania, who used to be a powerhouse, only sent one female athlete, and this is her 7th Olympics. She started when she was 12, and Nadia Comăneci is her coach. So that was, you know,
your Olympic knowledge is just blowing me away this morning.
I'm not into sports all that much, but my household was an Olympic household, so I remember watching it when I was like, you know, 9.
All right, so Mick says that NBC is doing a great job with coverage online and with the app. Again, what's the website?
NBCOlympics.com. Go check it out.
Very good. And Mick, of course, from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store. Don't forget about that. Remember, if you need the services of Montague Webworks, you can get them at a 30% discount. Count like creating a new website.
That's right, and people do it. Pizza shops, you know, small businesses that don't have enough money to pay full price. We take it. Towns, although towns don't use these towns, please don't. But the small businesses, hey, all of you listening out there, you need a website? Yeah, we take them, and we love it, and we do a good job for you.
All right, very good. Montague Webworks on a 30% off store. The link at the Bear Country website, bear953.com. Good morning. It's 7:57.
Go yours.